This is Aaron.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good.
All right, okay. Well, I was trying to get in contact with you, but I think you were busy.
Yep, I'm just pulling, I just ran to the gas station real quick. I just got home.
Okay, so are you at home now?
Yep, walking in the door right now.
Oh, well, I'm jealous that you got home early from work.
Oh, I work from home. I just stopped to get a energy drink.
Oh, well, we do need energy. Can you pass me one as well?
I wish I could.
Oh my God. All right, I'm sending you an email right now. Can you go on to your computer and view the email that I'm sending it to you?
One second.
Sure.
But let's go now.
So you do have a dog as well?
Yep.
Oh. They can be really cheeky sometimes.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I'm saying that they can be cheeky sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
So how many employees do you have?
It's just me right now.
Oh. Okay, so it's just the initial start.
Yeah, I've basically been running the company for a few years with one client, and now it's time to expand.
So you're getting more clients?
That's the idea. It's hard to look professional without a website, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. And it's hard to look professional without Google or anything like that as well for social media, for suppose.
Okay. So I can't do the $999 for 3 years.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to.
Oh, okay.
All right. I As you were not happy with the content, I included that for you and the
Well, that's
hosting.
very kind. All right.
All right, so you do not have to, okay? That's just a good gesture from my side, so you're a happy client of mine.
I left my glasses in the car, so I'm kind of squinting as I read. I apologize.
Oh, no, that's okay. All right, I already included it, all right, so you don't have to, okay? All right, otherwise, we do provide a website maintenance plan to all of our clients, all right, who are live, who are going live, all right, and they need assistance with the website, okay? Just to go ahead and make sure that they're not messing up the website backend, all right, or any of the coding on the backend, because it's a custom website. If any of the website or any of the thing goes missing from the code, then the whole website crashes down. All right, so just to ensure
Right.
that they're not messing up with the website and we do not have to go ahead and do the whole work again, we go ahead and provide them with the website maintenance to make sure that yes. Well, usually we provide the website maintenance plan for $1,000 per year. All right, I have included for $9.99 for you for like 3 years of time. All right, until the hosting
Awesome.
starts. All right, so you're happy, you're not getting sad from the content, and we can just go ahead and get the website up and running. So, did you get the A records I sent you?
The what records?
The A records. Well, you need to go ahead and change the A records in your domain. All right, so we can just go
Oh,
ahead.
okay.
I already got the hosting server for you. All right, it's being optimized at the moment. All right, the website is being optimized, and the website will be mobile friendly once it goes live over the internet. Okay? Once it is
Yep.
being seen on the internet, then my team will work on the mobile responsiveness to make sure that it is visible on all phones of all screens of phones. All right, like any kind of Apple, Samsung, whichever phone it is, they're all responsive to it.
Okay.
All right.
Now I'm on GoDaddy and I see the A record. Now I can just edit the A record and add the IP address, right?
Yeah, just go ahead and add it. All right, so it can just go ahead and obtain it. And the domain name that you have is hrtagteam.com. Is that the domain name that we will be working on? Okay. And for how many years did you got the domain?
Well, I have it set up to renew, so it should just be mine forever.
No. I meant like how many years did you might have paid any kind of amount for some kind of years, right?
Yeah. Let me see. It renews August this year, so it renews in a month.
It will be renewing in a month? So you're paying monthly to them?
Shouldn't you be paying yearly?
Oh, okay, so you might have it for 1 year now. It your domain must be expired, will renew it auto-renew, correct?
Yeah, it's on auto-renew.
Okay, and if you haven't got, just to let you know, the advantage that I provide the hosting for, I provide the domain for free, and then I provide with the hosting server. So you don't even have to pay for that. If you would have let us know about it, like, hey, I do need a domain as well. So I will provide it for free with the hosting. That's the benefit that I provide to my clients. Did you get it?
Sorry, what domain do you provide for free?
Well, we provide a domain name for free if a client doesn't have it, but you already do. All right, so I'll just go ahead and provide you with the hosting server.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I have already told the team to go ahead and make sure that the website is all good, and if any further changes you require, we will go ahead and cater it on a priority basis for you. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so did you change the air records?
The under name, it has an at symbol, and under value, it just says parked. Do I add the IP address to where it says parked?
Just give me a minute, okay? Let me just go ahead and open the back and see where you are, okay?
I think the value should be the... I think I know what I need to do. I think the value is the IP address. I'm just going to do that.
Well, it's a type A and then name at... There's a sign of that, and then data will be just the air records that I provided, and just you go ahead and add it. And that's it.
Okay, it's been added.
It's been added, and that domain name is the one that I have sent on the email, that is hrtechteam.com?
Yes.
Okay, all right. All right, just give me a quick minute so I can just go ahead and point the domain. All right, and we'll give you an estimate on how much time will it be up and running for you, okay? All right, can you stay on the phone for like 5 minutes so I can check with the tech team?
Sure.
All right, just stay with me on the phone. Okay, Adam, you there?
Yep.
I apologize for the brief hold. My apologies for that.
No worries.
All right, okay, well, I just had a check on the domain. All right, it's already connected. All right, and it is being pointed, and it will be there. And your emails are not being disturbed at all. All right, I checked it 100%, and I'll send it over to you in an email as well. So you have the assurance of it, okay?
Okay.
All right. And for the service for the hosting, do you want me to go on the same card that we have for you?
How much are you charging for the hosting now?
I think it was quoted for... where is it? I think I sent it to you on an email. Where is it? All right, it was for 3 years for 400, I suppose.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping. I realized that you included the maintenance and even the SSL cert.
Yes, I did.
And we can do that, but I was still hoping to maybe meet in the middle since I already paid $400 for a service that really wasn't provided.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is the only reason. All right, I did have a word. All right, and they told me that it was the content writing. All right, was not up to the mark, but we always do provide our clients just to go ahead and make sure that they are all satisfied with the work. So that is the reason I included the website maintenance and the security for the whole website as well for you within this package. All right. Otherwise, it would have gone above. Yes. Just to make sure that you and me are on the same page.
Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. And it's not, you know what, it's not a bad deal. I just wish I hadn't paid for the content writing. But for the hosting, what card do you have on file?
If you can just give me a minute, I'll check with the billing, okay? Can you give me like 1 minute?
Yep.
All righty. Well, I think we do have a card and file that ends with 2729. Is that the one?
I believe it is. Yeah, let's go ahead and use that one.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just go ahead and pass on the details to the team. All right. That will be 3 years of, and I'll send it on an email as well. And there will be an invoice sent out to you as well with all of the things mentioned. Okay. So it's all documented for you and for us as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have the reassurance of everything, so I can gain your trust back. So how much trust do you think I have? I have of you right now, considering the fact that I tried my level.
I think you're my favorite so far.
All right. Okay. Well, let me check. All right.
Hey, Joe.
Yes,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Please go ahead. Please.
I was just wondering, like, how many websites do you guys actively work on at a time? Are you a large company?
Well, we are, and we are working on almost our active clients. I do have a clientele with me, just me only. I do have 209 clients with me, active, that are working. All right, and other than
And that's for the hosting?
Yeah, for the hosting and for the security, for anything like that, it comes over to me. All right? I do take care of all of this, for the map, the maintenance, and everything else as well.
Would you say that most of your clients do, like, the multi-tenant shared servers?
Well, a lot of clients do go for the shared servers, all right? But I always let them know, like, hey, this is not an advantage thing that you guys would like to go with. All right, dedicated is something that I would like you to go. If you're buying something, if you're getting something for $300 or even like $200, why not just invest 100 more or 200 more and get the dedicated one for yourself, so your website should stay stable. All right, and if it's not, then you keep on adding money to it, but not your quality to it.
Joe, there's one other thing that I wanted to clarify.
Yes, yes.
With you, one of the reasons why I was attracted to having the dedicated server
mm-hmm.
is the idea that since you're going to give me full access to the server, that I can go in there and create PowerShell and do other things if need be. That shouldn't be a problem, right?
Of course not. Well, you'll be provided with a fully managed thing, right? It's yours.
That's awesome. So I'll be able to. So if I purchase additional websites from you guys that you design, I can run them on the same server, hey?
Yeah, of course.
Awesome.
Well, if they're not that kind of a heavy kind of a thing, like if they're not portaled or anything like that, of course it will be required with an additional hardware, all right? But with the same thing. So we just go ahead and upgrade the RAM and everything else about it, so we can just go ahead and make sure that they're not lagging or anything like that, because if that website will have a lot of products or anything like that over it, of course, it's going to take a lot of resource and the space as well. So we do not want any kind of lagging over there.
Right. Okay. Well, sounds good.
All right.
Go ahead, please. Well, I was just going to say, approximately, assuming that the payment goes through, I do know that that card is expiring soon, but it should be good until the end of the month.
When is it expiring? Is end of the month?
Oh, you know what? Here's the thing.
Any other card?
Yeah, I just realized that they sent me a new card and I activated it, so that card probably is expired now. And I'm doing this new thing where I've basically stopped using my regular wallet, and because my phone case has like two slots for a driver's license and a credit card,
mm-hmm.
and because I'm not used to grabbing my wallet every day, which has the majority of my cards, I don't actually know where the hell my wallet is. So I gotta find it.
Well, you can find it. I'm on the call. That's not a worry. And if you want help, I can too.
if we have to use a different card, we can certainly do that. But I'd prefer to use the that card.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can provide me with the card numbers. Let me just go ahead and mute the call so I'm not getting any kind of card information over the phone. Because, you know, PCI compliance, they'll get on top of
right.
me if I have any other card information on the call. Because all of the calls are being recorded and the QA guys listen to them, all right, because of, you know, security thing.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure all of the things are being delivered and everything about it.
Oh, that was one other thing. I never did get sent the design files yet.
Which files?
The design files for the website.
The design files? I'll hand them over to you, okay? All of the things, once
okay.
the website goes live, there will be an email sent out to you for all of the things because we do not hold anything back for our clients, all right? So we're just going to go ahead and send everything over to you. The access to the website, the access to the cPanel, everything about it, the access to the – you already have the email, so we will not be trading emails. So how long have you been in the HR firm?
I've been working on HR software since 2014.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow, that's pretty awesome.
Used to work for a company that does, like, time tracking and payroll and all that fun stuff.
Oh. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. How long have you been doing website security and hosting?
I have been doing it for like 10 years now.
So you're an expert.
Yeah, I am. A mid-level expert.
Well, maybe if I get a bunch of contracts and they need some some back-end experts. Maybe I could steal you.
Well, if you put me a good offer, of course.
That happens, you know. Money talks.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. Actually does.
Well, I know this call is being recorded, so I won't ask.
Well, you can have my personal phone number. You can give me a text over there.
You can apply on my website as soon as it's launched.
Well, you'll see the name and you won't reject it.
That's right.
Oh, hey, that is Joe. Thank you. Hey, Adam, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Did you get my text?
Yes.
You got it?
Yep.
Alrighty.
Still can't find my wallet, believe it or not.
It ran away to the Pizza Hut. Do you want me to try it on this, on the previous card? Just to check?
I don't think it's going to work. I think... Yeah, I have to find the new card that they gave me, which is in my wallet.
Is it
Unless
a new card?
Must take Samsung Pay. Yeah, they issued me a new card, which I activated. It's the same number, but it's a different 3-digit code on the back and a different expiration date.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, I know what the code is. And the expiration date is probably just, like, 2 years from now.
Like 2025? 0125?
Yeah, maybe something like that. Found the wallet.
Got it?
Yep.
Sometimes it's right in front of you and you're not able to see it. And you're like,
it literally was right in front of me.
I heard your sigh and I was like, okay, he got it, I guess. You might be thinking like, what the hell were you? All right, you're right in front of me.
It is literally 3 feet away from where I sit in my home office. So.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I'm ready to update that credit card information when you are.
Just give me a minute. Let me just go ahead and mute the call. All right, I'm done. I'm ready.
Okay, so it's the same number. Do you just want me to start from the beginning?
Yes, please.
4034-9100-5817-2729, expiration 0725.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need the code on the back or no?
Oh, yes, of course. How will I be able to go ahead and access it?
671.
671. All right, and the zip code on the billing?
53227.
What was that?
53227.
Okay, all right. Well, let me just go ahead and pass it on. All right, just give me a quick second. And the total, the total amount will be coming up as like 432 with the tax and fee charges, okay? Okay.
Is it 432?
Yes, 430.
$432.
Got it?
Yep.
All right. Okay, well, let me just go ahead and pass it on to the team so they can just go ahead and get it in, and I'll give you the confirmation over the phone.
Sure.
Hey, Aaron, you there?
Yes.
All right, okay. Well, I have sent all of the information over to the billing team. I'm sorry. I was just sending all of the information to them to make sure that they include everything in it, all right, and do not leave out anything out of it. All right. So we were talking about marketing, like how will you go ahead and market this brand of yours? Because if you're not going to go ahead and showcase this, how will people know about this?
Well, I mean, I have ideas. If you guys want to optimize it for a search engine, it's fine, but it's not going to be my primary focus.
Well, to be really honest with you, as I work on the back end, all right, so I know that a lot of people will go on, like you came from Google or Yahoo or Bing, right? You searched on it, and then you came onto our website. There was a guy who was chatting with you over the GChat, all right, and then you got the deal, all right? That's how it works, all right? And I would suggest you to go with, if you're talking about people coming for you for any kind of things that they want a service for the HR, like, hey, they want to go ahead, like, hey, I want to hire a person who can take care of my payrolls, who can take care of all of the company's management through HR. Of course, they will go ahead and hire you. You would like to get hired, or would you like to go ahead and provide them with a service that you're specialized in, correct? And if they're hiring you, all right, of course, you are a professional in your field, all right? So my suggestion was to go for a live chat and go for a search engine optimization for yourself. So if they search in HR tech team on Google, your business should show up, right? Your business should be the first thing they would like to see, HR tech team on Google, all right? Nothing shows up over here right now, all right? It's a guide to HR tech for effective people in terms. It should be your website so you can get business, of course. People can get directed over to your website, and you can just go ahead and make a deal out of it. Isn't that correct? That's what we want, right? That's the whole focus on getting business, right?
Well, I filled out a form with all the meta tags that the search engine crawler is supposed to pick up on. That was supposed to be included with the content writing.
Well, of course it will be. It will be. But it needs to go ahead and make sure that your website shows up with Google affiliation. All right? So you can just go ahead and check on it. Like if someone goes ahead and I just got a notification from the billing that the payment has been made, all right, for 432. And all of the information, I will have me or Sam will be sending it to you within an hour or two, okay? And the domain is on pointing. It will take 24 to 48 hours max to go ahead and get everything done for you. And I suppose that you do have 3 email addresses working for you?
Kind of.
3 email addresses, okay. All right, so it's on pointing right now. And once it's pointed, it will be going live within 24 to 48 hours of time, okay?
Okay.
All right. So as I was suggesting to you, Aaron, that you're in an initial stage for the website. This is just an initial stage for the business. So I would suggest you go with everything that is basic. You go with everything that is on the initial start you needed. And if we're lacking out on anything from the initial start, of course, there will be a pothole, all right, that we need to go ahead and fill in. So what do you think about the search engines? That they will, it's not, I know that it's not your priority at the moment, all right, but it is important for smaller businesses or initial starting businesses, to be really honest, because people will search you on Google. Like if you're going to go ahead and let them know, like, hey, I do have a business, it's available on the internet, they will go on to google.com and they're like, hey, what's the name? And if they don't see it, they'll be like, okay, where is it? If it's that legit or is it that good, that it's not even available on Google or anything like that, right? That's what I was thinking about. Because I do take care of that myself, because I am a master in that as well. So I do take care of all of the back end stuff for myself. What do you think about it?
I can't tell if you're offering me a nice suggestion and a tip, or if you're trying to upsell me something else.
No, I'm just trying to suggest you. This is all suggestive based. I'm not trying to upsell anything about it.
It's good. Yeah. I mean, I would love for my website to be number one in all the search results.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's the whole goal of it, right? HR services, HR management services, right? To go ahead and provide a good HR facilities and services to our people available who are in need of it. That's the whole thing about it, right?
You know, what's even more important is what I'm trying to be more like Indeed.com. Like, I really want to build a large database of resumes.
Mm-hmm.
That is, especially since the company or the website's brand new and I only have one employee, it would be very difficult for, like, if I had tons of sales requests right away for all these services, I wouldn't necessarily be able to service all of them unless I also had a large talent pool. So I would say the recruiting resumes would be a primary focus right now.
Mm-hmm.
For search engines.
Of course. Well, what I can do, all right, as the website goes live, I'll give you a call and then we can discuss about it. What do you think? So the website into a mature state. All right, it is on the internet and you can see it for yourself and we can go from there.
All right.
Sounds good?
Yep.
Okay. Well, do take care of yourself. It was really nice speaking with you, Aaron. You have my phone number. You can text me or call me if you have any kind of issues regarding anything, and I'll take care of it for you.
Perfect. Thank you, Joe. Have a great day.
No worries about it, Aaron. Well, do take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.